Amos. Chapter 1. The words of Amos. Burdensome. Who was among the herdsmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam the son of Joash king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, The Lord Jehovah will roar from Zion, and speak his voice from Jerusalem, and the homes of the shepherds will mourn, and the top of Carmel will wither. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. For 3 sins of Damascus, and for 4, I will not turn away its punishment, because they have threshed Gilead with threshing instruments of iron, but I will send a fire into the house of Hazel, which will devour the palaces of Ben-Hadad. I will break also the bar of Damascus, and cut off those who live in the plain of Avaan, and he who holds the scepter from the house of Eden. And the people of Syria will go into captivity to Kir. Says the Lord Jehovah. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. For 3 sins of Gaza, and for 4, I will not turn away its punishment, because they carried away captive the whole captivity, to deliver them up to Edom, but I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza, which will devour its palaces. And I will cut off those who live in Ashdod, and he who holds the scepter from Ashkelon, and I will turn my hand against Ekron. And the remnant of the Philistines will perish. Says the Lord God Jehovah. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. For 3 sins of Tyrus, and for 4, I will not turn away its punishment, because they delivered up the whole captivity to Edom, and did not remember the brotherly covenant. But I will send a fire on the wall of Tyrus, which will devour its palaces. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. For 3 sins of Edom, and for 4, I will not turn away its punishment, because he pursued his brother with the sword, and cast off all pity, and his anger tore continually, and he kept his wrath anger forever. But I will send a fire upon Teman, which will devour the palaces of Bozra. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. For 3 sins of the children of Ammon, and for 4, I will not turn away its punishment, because they have ripped up the women with child of Gilead, that they might enlarge their border. But I will kindle a fire in the wall of Rabbah, and it will devour its palaces, with shouting in the day of battle, with a tempest in the day of the whirlwind. And their king will go into captivity, he and his princes together, says the Lord Jehovah. Amos chapter 2. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. For 3 sins of Moab, and for 4, I will not turn away its punishment, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime. But I will send a fire upon Moab, and it will devour the palaces of Kerioth, and Moab will die with tumult, with shouting, and with the sound of the trumpet. And I will cut off the judge from its midst, and will kill all its princes with him, says the Lord Jehovah. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. For 3 sins of Judah, and for 4, I will not turn away its punishment, because they have despised the law of the Lord Jehovah, and have not kept his commandments, and their lies caused them to err, after the manner their forefathers have walked. But I will send a fire upon Judah, and it will devour the palaces of Jerusalem. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. For 3 sins of Israel, and for 4, I will not turn away its punishment, because they sold the righteous for silver, and the poor for a pair of shoes. Who pant after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor, and turn aside the way of the humble. And a man and his father will go into the same maid, to profane my holy name. And they lay themselves down upon clothes laid to pledge by every altar, and they drink the wine of the condemned in the house. Temple. Of their God. Yet I destroyed the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was strong as the oaks. Yet I destroyed his fruit from above, and his roots from beneath. Also I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and led you 40 years through the wilderness, to possess the land of the Amorite. And I raised up of your sons for prophets, and of your young men for Nazarites. Is this not so, O you children of Israel? Says the Lord Jehovah. But you gave the Nazarites wine to drink, and commanded the prophets, saying, Do not prophesy. Indeed, I am pressed under you, as a cart is pressed that is full of sheaves. Therefore the flight will perish from the swift, and the strong will not strengthen his force, neither will the mighty deliver himself. Neither will he stand who handles the bow, and he who is swift of foot will not deliver himself, neither will he who rides the horse deliver himself. And he who is courageous among the mighty will flee away naked in that day, says the Lord Jehovah. Amos chapter 3. Hear this word that the Lord Jehovah has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, You only have I known of all the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for all your sins. Can two walk together, except they are in agreement? Will a lion roar in the forest, when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den, if he has taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth, where no bait is set for him? Will one take up a snare from the earth, and have taken nothing at all? Will a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Will there be evil in a city, and the Lord Jehovah has not done it? Surely the Lord God Jehovah will do nothing, unless he reveals his secret to his servants the prophets. The lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord God Jehovah has spoken, who can but prophesy? Publish in the palaces at Ashdod, and in the palaces in the land of Egypt, and say, Assemble yourselves upon the mountains of Samaria, and see the great tumults in its midst, and the oppressed in its midst. Because they do not know to do right. Says the Lord Jehovah, who store up violence and robbery in their palaces. Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says, There will be an adversary even all around the land. And he will bring down your strength from you, and your palaces will be spoiled. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. As the shepherd takes out of the mouth of the lion two legs, or a piece of an ear, so the children of Israel will be taken out who live in Samaria in the corner of a bed, and in Damascus in a couch. Listen, and testify in the house of Jacob. Says the Lord God Jehovah, the God of hosts. Armies, multitudes. That in the day that I will visit the sins of Israel upon him I will also visit the altars of Bethel. And the horns of the altar will be cut off, and fall to the ground. And I will strike the winter house with the summer house, and the houses of ivory will perish, and the great houses will have an end, says the Lord Jehovah. Amos chapter 4. Hear this word, you cattle of Bashan, who are in the mountains of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to their masters, Bring, and let us drink. The Lord God Jehovah has sworn by his holiness, that, indeed, the days will come upon you, that he will take you away with hooks, and your posterity with fish hooks. And you will go out at the breaches, every cow at that which is before her, and you will cast them into the palace. Says the Lord Jehovah. Come to Bethel, and commit sin. At Gilgal multiply sin. And bring your sacrifices every morning, and your tithes after 3 years. And offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven, and proclaim and publish the free offerings. Because this pleases you, O you children of Israel. Says the Lord God Jehovah. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and lack of bread in all your places. Yet you have not returned to me. Says the Lord Jehovah. And also I have withheld the rain from you, when there were yet 3 months to the harvest. And I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece upon which it did not rain withered. So 2 or 3 cities wandered to one city, to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet you have not returned to me. Says the Lord Jehovah. I have stricken you with blasting. Hot wind, judgment, and mildew. When your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the palmer worm devoured them. Yet you have not returned to me. Says the Lord Jehovah. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men I have killed with the sword, and have taken away your horses, and I have made the stench of your camps to come up to your nostrils, yet you have not returned to me. Says the Lord Jehovah. I have overthrown some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet you have not returned to me. Says the Lord Jehovah. Therefore this is what I will do to you, O Israel. And because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. Because, indeed, he who formed the mountains, and created the wind, and declared to man his thoughts, who made the morning darkness, and treads upon the high places of the earth, the Lord Jehovah, the God of hosts armies, is his name. Amos chapter 5. Listen to this word which I take up against you, even a loud cry, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel has fallen, she will rise no more. She is forsaken upon her land, there is no one to raise her up. Because this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. The city that went out by 1,000 will leave 100, and that which went forth by 100 will leave 10, to the house of Israel. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah says to the house of Israel, Seek me, and you shall live. But do not seek Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and do not pass to Beersheba, because Gilgal will surely go into captivity, and Bethel will come to nothing. Seek the Lord Jehovah, and you will live. lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and devour it, and there be no one to quench it in Bethel. You who turn judgment to wormwood, and leave off righteousness in the earth. Seek him who makes the seven stars, constellation Pleiades, and Orion, and turns the shadow of death into the morning, and makes the day dark with night. Who calls for the waters of the sea, and pours them out upon the face of the earth, the Lord Jehovah is his name. Who strengthens the spoiled against the strong, so that the spoiled will come against the fortress. They hate him who rebukes in the gate, and they despise him who speaks uprightly. Since therefore is your treading as upon the poor, and you take from him burdens of wheat. You have built houses of carved stone, but you will not live in them, you have planted pleasant vineyards, but you will not drink wine from them. Because I know your many sins and your mighty sins. They afflict the just, they take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gate from their right. Therefore the prudent will keep silence in that time, because it is an evil time. Seek good, and not evil, that you may live, and so the Lord Jehovah, the God of hosts, armies, multitudes, will be with you, as you have spoken. Hate the evil, and love the good, and establish judgment in the gates, it may be that the Lord Jehovah, God of hosts, armies, multitudes, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Therefore the Lord Jehovah, the God of hosts, armies, multitudes, the Lord, says this. Wailing will be in all streets. And they will say in all the highways, alas! Alas! And they will call the gardener to mourning, and those who are skillful of loud cries to bitter tears. And in all vineyards will be crying, because I will pass through you, says the Lord Jehovah. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord Jehovah! To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord Jehovah is darkness, and not light. As if a man fled from a lion, and a bear met him. Or went into the house, and leaned his hand on the wall, and a snake bit him. Shall not the day of the Lord Jehovah be darkness, and not light? Even very dark, and no brightness in it. I hate, I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though you offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take away from me the noise of your songs. Because I will not hear the melody of your musical instruments. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have you offered to me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? But you have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch and Chiun your images, the star of your God, which you made to yourselves. Therefore I will cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, says the Lord Jehovah. Whose name is the God of hosts? Armies, multitudes. Amos chapter 6. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion, and trust in the mountain of Samaria, who are named chief of the nations, to whom the house of Israel came. Pass to Calneh, and see. And from there go to Hamath the Great. Then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Are they better than these kingdoms? Or their border greater than your border? You who put far away the evil day, and cause the seat of violence to come near. Who lie upon beds of ivory, and stretch themselves upon their couches, and eat the lambs out of the flock, and the calves out of the midst of the stall. Who chant to the sound of the musical instruments, and invent for themselves instruments of music, like David. Who drink wine in bowls, and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. Therefore now they will go captive with the first who go captive, and their banquet that they feasted at will be removed. The Lord God Jehovah has sworn by himself. Says the Lord Jehovah, the God of hosts. Armies, multitudes. I hate the excellency of Jacob, and hate his palaces, therefore I will deliver up the city with all who are in it. And it will come to pass, if there remains 10 men in one house, that they will die. And a man's uncle will take him up, and he who burns him, to bring out the bones out of the house, and will say to him who is by the sides of the house, are there yet any with you? And he will say, no. Then he will say, hold your tongue. Because we may not make mention of the name of the Lord Jehovah. Because, indeed, the Lord Jehovah commands, and he will strike the great house with holes, and the little house with cracks. Shall horses run upon the rock? Will one plow there with oxen? Because you have turned judgment into gall, and the fruit of righteousness into hemlock. You who rejoice in a thing of nothing, who say, have we not taken to ourselves horns by our own strength? But, indeed, I will raise up against you a nation, O house of Israel, says the Lord Jehovah, the God of hosts. armies, multitudes. And they will afflict you from the entering in of Hemath to the river of the wilderness.
Amos chapter 7. So the Lord God, Jehovah, has shown me. And, indeed, he formed grasshoppers in the beginning of the shooting up of the latter growth. And, indeed, it was the latter growth after the king's mowings. And it came to pass, that when they had made an end of eating the grass of the land, then I said, O Lord God, Jehovah, forgive, I beg you. By whom shall Jacob arise? Because he is small. The Lord, Jehovah, repented for this, it shall not be. Says the Lord, Jehovah. So the Lord God, Jehovah, has shown me. And, indeed, the Lord God, Jehovah, called to contend by fire, and it devoured the great deep, and ate up a part. Then I said, O Lord God, Jehovah, cease, I beg you, by whom shall Jacob arise? Because he is small. The Lord, Jehovah, repented for this, this also shall not be. Says the Lord God, Jehovah. So he showed me. And, indeed, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord, Jehovah, said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, indeed, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel, I will not again pass by them any more. And the high places of Isaac will be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah the priest of Bethel sent to Jeroboam king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel, the land is not able to bear all his words. Because Amos says, Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will surely be led away captive out of their own land. Also Amaziah said to Amos, O you seer, go, flee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread, and prophesy there. But do not prophesy again any more at Bethel, because it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. Then Amos answered, and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman, and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord Jehovah took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord Jehovah said to me, Go, prophesy to my people Israel. Now therefore listen to the word of the Lord Jehovah, you say. Do not prophesy against Israel, and do not drop your words against the house of Isaac. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah says. Your wife will be a prostitute in the city, and your sons and your daughters will fall by the sword, and your land will be divided by line. And you will die in a polluted land. And Israel will surely go into captivity out of his land. Amos chapter 8. So the Lord God, Jehovah, has shown me, and indeed a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then the Lord Jehovah said to me, The end has come upon my people of Israel, I will not again pass by them any more. And the songs of the temple will be howlings in that day, says the Lord God, Jehovah. There will be many dead bodies in every place. They will cast them forth with silence. Hear this, O you who swallow up the needy, even to cause the poor of the land to fail. Saying, When will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn? And the Sabbath, Saturday, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah measure small, and the shekel price great, and falsifying the balances by deceit. That we may buy the poor for silver, and the needy for a pair of shoes, yes, and sell the waste of the wheat. The Lord Jehovah has sworn by the excellency of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. Shall not the land tremble for this, and every one mourn who lives in it? And it will rise up holy as a flood. And it will be cast out and drowned, as by the flood of Egypt. And it will come to pass in that day, says the Lord God, Jehovah, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. And I will turn your feasts into mourning, and all your songs into loud cries, and I will bring up sackcloth upon all waists, and baldness upon every head, and I will make it as the mourning for an only son, and its end is a bitter day. Indeed, the days are coming, says the Lord God, Jehovah, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord Jehovah. And they will wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, they will run back and forth to seek the word of the Lord Jehovah, and will not find it. In that day the fair virgins and young men will faint for thirst. Those who swear by the sin of Samaria, and say, "Your God, O Dan, lives." And the manor of Beersheba lives. Even they will fall, and never rise up again.
Amos chapter 9. I saw the Lord standing upon the altar. And he said, "Strike the ledge of the door, that the posts may shake, and cut them in the head, all of them. And I will kill the last of them with the sword. He who flees of them will not flee away, and he who escapes of them will not be delivered. Though they dig into hell, there my hand shall take them, though they climb up to heaven, there I will bring them down. And though they hide themselves in the top of Carmel, I will search and take them out from there. And though they are hidden from my sight in the bottom of the sea, there I will command the snake, and he will bite them. And though they go into captivity before their enemies, there I will command the sword, and it will kill them. And I will set my eyes upon them for evil, and not for good. And the Lord God Jehovah of hosts, armies, multitudes, is he who touches the land, and it will melt, and all who live in it will mourn, and it will rise up wholly like a flood, and will be drowned, as by the flood of Egypt. It is he who writes his stories in the heaven, and has founded his troop in the earth, he who calls for the waters of the sea, and pours them out upon the face of the earth, the Lord Jehovah is his name. Are you not as children of the Ethiopians to me, O children of Israel? Says the Lord Jehovah. Have I not brought up Israel out of the land of Egypt? And the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Syrians from Kir? Indeed, the eyes of the Lord God Jehovah are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth. Except I will not completely destroy the house of Jacob, says the Lord Jehovah. Because, indeed, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, as corn is sifted in a strainer, yet not the least grain will fall upon the earth. All the sinners of my people will die by the sword, who say, the evil will not overtake nor prevent. Go before us. In that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up its holes, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old. That they may possess the remnant of Edom, and of all the heathen nations who are called by my name. Says the Lord Jehovah who does this. Indeed, the days are coming. Says the Lord Jehovah. That the plowman will overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him who sows seed, and the mountains will drop sweet wine, and all the hills will melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they will build the waste cities, and live in them. And they will plant vineyards, and drink their wine. They will also make gardens, and eat their fruit. And I will plant them upon their land, and they will no more be pulled up out of their land which I have given them. Says the Lord Jehovah, your God.